Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Giesling, who's CEO with the FEI Group, and Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing. How you guys doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to have you on the show with us today. For those that may not know, the FEI Group used to be called Floor Expo, partly owned by the CCA Global folks, and you focus in the construction area. I'm always glad to have you on because, Dave, I know for one thing you keep your finger on the pulse of some of the statistics. And everybody knows that the housing market's still very much in a slump. If you don't mind, from your perspective, give us an update in both the multifamily and single-family housing markets, if you will.
Sure. First of all, I would say it's been a little tough to find that pulse for the last two or three years, but we're definitely seeing some signs of life now, which is good.
Yeah.
From the perspective, maybe to start with downside, which we don't like to spend too much time on, I think Bernanke spent a lot of time on warning of fiscal uncertainty and this massive financial cliff and things of that nature earlier this week. A lot of that was his signal about the concerns he has over changes in tax policy. And I think he was trying to send a pretty loud message, and he did so, that he's concerned about the risk of dramatic change on the horizon, or the perception that there might be dramatic change on the horizon affecting business today, and repeatedly said uncertainty is the enemy of growth, which we all know.
Right.
So there's a lot of cash on the sidelines, but this notion of capital shallowing, where businesses are tending to sit on capital and wait for fear of this uncertainty, the fear, worry, doubt, those kinds of negative concerns continues to some degree. And he's just urging, I think, more than anything else, that from a policy standpoint, we not move too quickly to reverse those policies that are currently actually helping the economy.
Right.
And he also spent some time on Europe and uncertainty over there. We all see what happens in, you know, Greece and Italy and so forth. When bad news hits the screen, it affects our stock markets immediately. On the downside, some good news. It appears fairly clear at this point that from a pricing perspective, we've hit bottom, which constitutes somewhere nationally around a 36% cumulative decline versus a 38% that was once forecasted. Once the bulk of these foreclosures are cleared, prices will, you know, revert back to the long-run trend. It was based on the notion of income. It's a fairly obvious statement. Surely that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
The liquidation rate of foreclosures is expected to pick up a little bit over the next two or three years, but it's currently only forecasted at a cumulative rate of about 6.6 million units instead of the 7.5 million that was once forecasted. And there are a couple of things that contribute to that. One is fewer delinquencies are forecasted due to a drop in the unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are capacity constraints, which have proven to slow that rate down with things such as delays in the court system in states with a judicial process and so forth. That's all the downside stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the upside, particularly I'll focus on the single family arena, which is the greatest opportunity for growth, obviously.
Right.
The pending home sales index, which is signed contracts that are not yet closed, were up 9.2% in February of this year over February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Existing home sales, which means that those that are actually closed, were up 8.8% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
Starts and permits are up 34%.
Mm-hmm.
February 2012 over February 2011. And certainly some of the mild weather has contributed to some of that, so there has to be a measured look at that growth. But by the same token, last year no one got credit for snow and ice and so forth slowing business down. So I think we're more picking up pace to where we should be based on pent-up demand.
Right.
This increased demand has also pushed inventory levels down about 19%, almost 20% year over year. And currently there are 2.43 million homes for sale. That's a five-year low, which remarkably to me, you don't hear that talked about much. The contract offer levels are elevated, so the spring selling season is looking bright. About 40%, if you take the third of the year that runs from April to July, about 40% of all housing transactions actually take place in that window. So we'll soon know where we stand and how good this recovery is going to look for 2012. And then you kind of get into the notion of what a true rebound in terms of sustainability is based on. And it's based on positive growth in economic fundamentals, which are improving, although certainly slowly. You look at the fourth quarter GDP last year, expectations were beat at somewhere around 3%. The 2012 forecast for GDP growth is about 2% plus.
Right.
You look at jobs, unemployment, which is sort of a debatable issue at the moment. In other words, you know, how many are actually not looking for jobs that once were, but
right.
However you want to characterize it, certainly it's down somewhat. Mm-hmm. And I think that's reflected in new jobs in January and February, 243,000 and 227,000 jobs, mm-hmm. which are not huge numbers, but they're certainly a lot bigger than we've seen over the last 3 years or so. Right. And industrial production's up about 3% year to date. So, you know, back to sort of the notion of a bottom, last year there were 302,000 sales, yeah. which is the lowest year on record. January and February new sales, so not existing, but new sales this year up 11%. Single-family construction spending is already up 5.5%. Affordability is an all-time high. And there's a housing opportunity index. The number is 75.9, which doesn't mean much to you, but that's a 20-year high mm-hmm. in terms of the view of housing opportunity. And that comes from the NAHB, Wells Fargo, a lot of national firms are involved in the development of that number. And then February, single-family starts, the run rate is up 18% year over year. So a lot of good stuff happening in the single-family arena, which is really to be expected because there's a lot of pent-up demand. If you look at multifamily, just to add that element to it, we're going to look at double-digit growth at least in terms of starts this year.
Right.
Vacancies are down, so occupancy rates are back up in the 90s where they belong. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the major national players looking at acquisitions and growing their portfolio, the view is very optimistic at the moment with all of them.
Yeah, so the rental rates are going up, right?
Sure.
And on the one thing you said a minute ago, I want to just clarify real quick. We watched that Case-Shiller factor on home values, and we see where it's dropped 34% from its peak, and they have not yet said it's bottomed out, but you feel much like it's about to bottom out.
That 34% rate is fairly consistent. I mentioned earlier 36% seems to be what the cumulative decline will be.
Yeah.
And you're within a statistical error range there.
Right.
But the forecast was approaching 40% at one time. And it looks like we're not going to get there.
Well, that's good. So hopefully in the next couple of months, when we check our property on Zillow, we're going to quit seeing this decline. Is that right?
I quit looking at Zillow. I think that's probably a fair statement.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Thanks for the update on the market. I know you track that for your members, and you're probably one of the better sources for pulling it all together for me. Now, another reason I wanted to talk to you guys are coming out with a performance summit. And Allison, if you would, tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
That's right. As Dave just said, you know, the market's rebounding. The single-family housing market's rebounding. The multifamily markets continue to thrive. So in the spirit of providing our members with the tools and resources they need, to stay out ahead of their competition and stay out in front of this rebounding market, we've put Performance Summit Workshop together. And what that's entailed is a comprehensive member-wide survey. It consists of somewhere around 85 questions or so that we issued to the membership. We've had nearly a 90% survey response, which we were thrilled about. We think that's really fantastic. And we've partnered with Evan Hackle, who runs Engage Consulting. They specialize in conducting really high-powered collaborative workshops and meetings, that sort of thing.
And I should just remind the listeners, most people know Evan Hackle, who was president of Carpet One at one time.
Yep, that's right. He is in a unique position to help us really customize these workshops for flooring businesses. And we've done that, and then we've built the meetings and the agendas, the itineraries around the issues and ideas that are affecting these businesses today. Mm-hmm. So they've completed a comprehensive survey. What they'll leave with is a CD with the survey results, a book with best practices, and a workbook that has actionable, executable items and, you know, a plan that they can take back to their business and execute when they return from these meetings.
Okay, so the meetings are happening over a period of time.
We've got three in different parts of the country. We've got two of them in April and one in May. You know, we'll have multifamily meetings and single family meetings for the two different groups. And we've got Chicago first in April. We've got two sessions in Atlanta, and then we've got two sessions out in Orange County, California.
Okay. Tell me how you plug in the research part of this into the summit.
We collected the research from these individual member companies, mm-hmm. but we're going to share the data on the aggregate so that no one will know whose data is whose.
I got you. So you're going to just present a roll-up.
Exactly. It's intended to serve as a benchmark. Mm-hmm. So that these members can understand how their fellow members are performing out in the market.
All right. Well, guys, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Dave Giesling and Allison Ray with the FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.